Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Rob, Zach, Matt, Alana, and Jay.
Woo!
And today we're talking Secret Level, the finale, episodes 13 through 15, and we're playing golf with your friends.
No friends!
It is not 2023.
Old school. Yeah.
We didn't play golf in 2024.
I don't think so.
I couldn't handle Marvel Rivals. This is too much.
Did you play that 2 weeks ago?
Rob wasn't here 2 weeks ago, but we have played it.
Oh.
We just played it the one time together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was fun.
It was okay.
But yeah, we're playing golf with your friends today. And we'll begin by talking Secret Level 13 with Concord. So I seem to remember Concord was like a terrible game that failed.
It's maybe the most disastrous game in the past ever. Yeah.
I never heard of that game Concord, that though.
That failed hard.
Yeah. Okay. It was launched and like dead within like 2 or 3 weeks. And like by dead, I mean like they canceled it completely. They did refunds.
They removed it from the marketplace. Oh. Yeah. Like not even like 3 weeks. It was like a week and a half. And they were like, we have like 12 players. Get rid of this game.
I remember like people theorizing like, oh, maybe this like Secret Level will like bring the game back. And I was like, that's impossible. And of course it is impossible because
they should have done something with that in this episode then. Like they should have had it been like bad. or like have had like no players or something like that.
Yeah, because honestly watching this episode, I was like, ooh, this kind of looks kind of fun.
Yeah, it's really a good game.
I mean, well, it seemed very generic. Yeah. It seemed very generic to me. Yeah. Like it was
very Guardians
like
of Galaxy. Yeah.
But that was the thing. Like everyone was like, why are we playing this game when there's plenty of other better games?
Right. Well, yeah, it just seemed like generic space adventure and then
Concord's a hero shooter. This episode did not feel like a hero shooter. At least not to me. I don't know.
Right. To a degree.
No, there's like too much space stuff. I was like, what are we doing here?
A hero shooter? What does that mean?
Yeah, wait, what kind of game
is like, that means Overwatch, basically.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't get it. This seemed like No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Having never played No Man's Sky.
That was like Eevee Nova.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, That's right.
I did play Concord briefly when it was like a beta or whatever, and it was not great, but it wasn't bad either.
You were one of the 12?
Yeah, really, I was one of the 12. Yeah, I was a PlayStation fanboy. I was like, it was okay.
Oh, well, then your favorite episode's coming up then.
Oh, yeah, it really was. But not really. No, it was a lot of fan service, even more than most of the
episode was like, PlayStation only has like 4 games? Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Where's the hole?
You gotta get past the other one.
The other one what?
You gotta get past this area.
The blow. How are you supposed to do that?
Oh, I see.
With skills, like I just did. Oh my god, so good. Guru, did you see that shot?
The Guru laughed.
Oh. Alright, so they talk about deaths in space. There's all these ways you can die in space in the beginning. And
that part was good.
That part was funny and good. Yeah. But then it becomes like a heist. This crew is busting out their captain.
I like the mascot outfit. Is that the kids level?
Yeah, that was funny. And it had kind of a hokey tone to it during the heist, which was good. But then it kind of
got real serious real quick.
Yeah, super serious, but definitely serious. It lost that feel.
I like the part where the captain is listening, or not the captain, the pilot is listening to the motivational speech on his headphones.
Yeah. But then, it's a funny line where they're like, he's ready for any, he's a extreme killer, he's ready for anything.
He was. Fuck. Also, is it just me, or are there a lot of Asian characters named Kai for some reason? I feel like it's
I-217?
Yeah.
Is that just a name dumb white people can pronounce? I don't know why they
probably
do that. Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be like a cool sci-fi sounding name.
Mm.
Yeah. I thought the characters were pretty good in this one. I thought they were pretty strong characters.
Dead?
For the most part.
For a 10-minute short, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the pilot and the sniper and the captain. The women, the other women, not so much, I guess, but yeah.
What did you, the pilot who betrays them for money?
Yeah. Is it for money or is it just for self-preservation?
Preservation and money.
It's both.
Okay.
He's kind of funny, though.
I liked him.
Yeah. I assume he's not in the game, but yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like, how would a thing like this work in the game? That's what I wonder.
Fuck this, Jay. What is this?
Oh, Alana.
I blame Jason for some reason.
You should. Blame the creator of this map.
Kirby, Alana, we thought you would like it.
Ah!
So I like how they never explained how the captain had that guild map in her arm.
It happened before, you know. It happens in
prior heists.
Do you guys see the twist where they give the map away for free? Do you see that coming?
No, but I thought it was good. I didn't understand how the trade routes were some kind were like a big
like
secret.
A big thing. Yeah,
like a big secret. But I figured it out eventually.
Yeah.
Like, don't they have the internet just to be like, hey guys, don't take this route. My friend just died in it. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, if you don't know which, because I mean, it would have to be very specific, like starting points and stuff like that. I would imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're talking about in the beginning about how there's no, all these things that can kill you in space.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think of it. Oh gosh, I hit them. Fuck you. The way I imagine it, I mean, like Star Wars, right? You only have certain routes, like kind of going like through and doing it in 9 parsecs, right?
Right.
There's very specific routes that are safe, and you maintain that knowledge.
Right. So if you're the only one who knows it, then yeah, you have a big advantage. So that made sense, and it was good. I didn't get the end though. That's what I didn't get. But the toy, that's the part I didn't understand.
Well, so it's like he survived.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
It's a question whether or not they survived. If someone stole it or not, and then when you
survive going through the
tunnel. They survived going through the nebula thingy.
Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. And the toy was on the ship or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
They zoomed in on it multitudes.
But yeah,
multitudes.
But yeah, so the end with all the roots, yeah, like Alana said, it's not like EV Nova. It definitely didn't feel like a hero shooter.
It had a little bit with like the crew members were had classes.
It was a sniper and yeah.
Yeah.
I know like Linux is a character guy at the end, but I don't know about the rest of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. The other ones I liked a lot more.
I actually really enjoyed it just because it was kind of whatever, and then it was fun at the beginning and they got serious, like, and like the animation and all that, like I always talk about. I thought
it was twisty. That's a twist.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a couple twists. Yeah.
Yeah, it had its moments. I wish this came out before the game came out so then I'd find any interest in it, but at the same time, it was very generic. I did definitely, like, at the beginning, it definitely, you can see where the gun stuff came in, but the rest of it was like, what?
Yeah, but I just feel like if you play the, if you like this short and then you play the game, it's totally different.
You'd be disappointed.
Yeah.
Maybe the short will be the game's lasting legacy.
I think it'll be its only legacy because it's so unplayable now. Yeah.
Ah! What just happened?
So, should we move on to the second one?
Let's do it. Honor of Kings.
And I have no idea how this could be a video game.
it seemed to me like it was like a city builder. You know, like it's like SimCity, but
I could see that.
That's but a they good have, guess.
Yeah,
I looked it up because I was like, "What the fuck is this?" and it's the 2015 game made in China, like for Chinese mostly, although it was released worldwide on June 2024. It's a MOBA.
Yeah.
And it's just a cell phone game also. So.
It's like a League. It's like a League.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not get that from the short at all.
What are they thinking with this show?
I think
they had to develop the lore.
Like, it is a crazy popular game too, I think. You know, it's like there's a lot of people in China. So yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's like the league, but on mobile.
Okay.
Well, I feel like this was the best short in the whole series. But it had nothing to do with any kind of video game.
I thought it was I don't know if it was the best one, but it definitely had some interesting ideas.
Was anyone else a little confused by some of it? Like the ending? Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm not crazy. All right, good.
I had to go back and rewind it because I wasn't sure. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
I thought I understood the ending. But maybe not. I understand it more than this hole.
Just go straight.
Go straight?
Follow you, Jay.
The hole is...
Oh, you had got to get out back out of the water. Yeah, water. I think I see.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I like this episode because it featured Go.
Featured what?
Go the game.
You mean
the
game Go.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm Korean. I said Go.
You know, Othello?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow. That's fucked up.
That's racist.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway,
black pieces?
So the beginning is really good. I like thought the first line was great where you said, when I was a child, I was orphaned by a living city. I was like, oh, all right, we're off to a good start.
Tell me more.
I like how the story begins with him going to talk to the manager.
Yeah. real Karen energy, yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's like, you're doing a bad job. I think I can do better.
Yeah.
That and how it's like Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, where he can play deaf in any game that he wants. And he said, I'm the best Go player in the city. I was like, how does that help?
I don't think it's in any game. I thought it was just Go.
No,
You could pick what game you want. Yeah, he specifically says you can pick whatever game you want. I know what game you're going to pick. And then it goes into why he picked it, because he's like the grandmaster in it.
Yeah, that is.
Well, yeah, he's like, because I know everything. I know all the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Like, you should play him in war. Then you have a 50-50 chance of winning.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors.
Then you either win or you don't. Yeah. So he's the Tang. Is he the Tang Gong? He says his name a million times. Do you guys like the part where he flips the table?
Yep. Remind me of an old tabletop simulator. Good times.
That was great.
What a little kid solution.
I also like the part where the guy is like predicting everything with the mirror that showed 1 second in the future.
Yeah.
1 minute, 2 minutes.
He's like, this is the part where people start to go crazy. Yeah, it was like good tension. It was scary. I like the part where the guy says, I would seek revenge against the moon.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Not wrong.
That was awesome. I don't know what this is flashing against. I like the part with the dominoes where he's like, this is how I see the dominoes. And they, you know, it shows, it shows them going, like, rippling out all the different possibilities. That was I like that visual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. And,
yeah, they had a lot of good philosophy and like philosophical points of perspectives to it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when the guy's like, why are you mad at me? It's not my fault. It's just fate or whatever. I also liked his observation that your parents aren't dead. They're just in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although it does have a very like Chinese, like, oh, the state is right. Like the. It's like you don't know what sacrifices we're making by having to run the city for you.
That's true. Good point.
I like the line, once you start hating, you can stop thinking.
So true.
Yeah, I like that one. I do remember that one.
Everybody has good comments.
Yeah. So he sees the death of his parents. So he wins by losing? I didn't understand this part. He's like, okay, I'm not going to try to win, and therefore I am going to win. And the guy's like, no.
Didn't think of that one.
Okay, so here's my understanding. Maybe someone can correct me. Is that he realizes that the board is the city, so if he destroys where they're sitting, then I guess he kills the bad guy?
Well, who's the bad guy? Himself.
He sacrifices himself to save the city by taking out the Tiangong or whatever. So then the Tiangong is like, okay, well, I concede then. Right?
Sure.
Sure.
I'm really not sure.
You guys have no idea either.
No.
I mean, that's basically to the degree of what it is. It's like, yeah, I mean, it's very Asian, East Asian culture of, you know, what's good for the, you know, what's best for the universe or best for all. So if it's going to hurt and damage and ruin other lives, then it's best to just sacrifice yourself. I mean, he goes crazy for a while. He starts really pushing it, making weird moves, like doing stuff, and then he's like, well, okay, then you have figured me out. I am then let's do this. You take over and see how far you go, because
So it's a new job and a new outfit to go with it, which is very video games.
It's got the lions through it, like the city lions.
He restores the city, Tiangong leaves, and then it leaves with like a stinger where it's like the whole thing's going to repeat again.
Well, yeah, so I didn't think it was so much repeating. It was just the idea that like the Tiangong exists outside of time, right?
Yeah,
so,
and like, it was him predicting and seeing what was potentially going to happen.
Or maybe it becomes the Tiangong.
No, I think he does become the Tiangong, but I don't understand why he like fights himself, I guess. Like, is it just like, time repeating? I couldn't.
Yeah, it's because he's in all part of time. So it's. He could just. So it's at the end of
was
him
he always
watching.
The Tiangong in a way?
Ooh.
Maybe.
The Tiangong is him from the future.
Like the real Tiangong is the one we've. The friends we made along the way. Oh my god, why am I so bad at this hole?
Yeah, so it was a good one. Really good. That's why I said it was the best.
Around.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
It was enjoyable.
No.
I liked it.
All right, so the next one is playtime. I got you for 3 minutes.
This was the worst one.
It was pretty bad. And Nepo Baby alert.
Whatever.
Nepo
Baby.
Heaven Heart's daughter, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great name, though. Heaven Heart.
Heaven, daughter of Kevin Hart.
And you got Lucio in it.
Who was Lucio?
He was the dude.
What dude?
Oh, Robin won.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
Wow, he must have been patient.
He must learn patience.
Anyway, so the beginning where she's going on the bike and it's like a video game where she's getting points. I was like, all right, this is more like it. This is a good start. I also like the jab at the video game industry where she wins a slightly different
Art Orange
for her bike.
Yeah, that was funny.
The only she can see with the visor.
And they hype it up so much, and then yeah. That was great.
So do you guys know who Johnny is supposed to be? The only Johnny I know is Keanu Reeves from Cyberpunk.
What about Johnny Cage?
Clearly not him.
Street Fighter?
Clearly not Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Clearly not.
I don't think he's supposed to be anybody, but yeah, you could be right.
So obviously playtime is just like, oh god, it's just a reference to PlayStation, right? It's not like...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not an actual game. It has who's the brown guy?
The brown guy?
Yeah, little brown kid.
Oh, the kid.
The puppet thing?
Oh, it's that Little Big Planet.
Oh yeah, Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Ready Player One.
The yarn person.
Yeah, lots of.
It doesn't want you to go down to the hole. It wants you to go straight.
You need the clouds, I think.
Oh.
God, I'm good.
You don't know.
Oh,
fuck, I missed.
Fuck again. So she gets to do skin. Kevin Hart's her, like, little buddy. And she's a delivery driver, and then a guy gives her a mysterious package, which is the conduit.
Mm.
And it's like, who cares? Like, who cares about there's no plot. It's just a big chase.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but the Picado was kind of fun and cool.
Yeah,
the Helldivers. That threw me off, like, because I didn't know what this episode was about. And then I was like, wait, is this a... How does this, like, tie into Helldivers? And then I started figuring it out. I was like, oh, okay.
Which one's Helldivers? What's the Helldivers thing?
The ones in armored suits. The military people chasing the cops.
Yeah.
It's about democracy.
Yeah, it's all Starship Troopers parody. Yeah.
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 And then you had Kratos and you had the Shadow of the Colossus. Those are all the ones I saw.
And Journey. I think that might be it. I don't know. Yeah.
There were one or two other ones. I can't remember off the top of my head, though. But yeah. It was a thing.
It was technically a thing.
When her little buddy bot was like, she must keep playing. You must keep playing. Almost like a commentary on the video game industry.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, who hit me?
That was probably me. I'm doing terribly.
I was trying to set up my shot.
Alana.
What?
Go backwards.
No.
You have to go backwards.
Too late,
Jay.
It's too late.
Are we not supposed to go back?
Let's go backwards to go forward.
Right. So there's a big chase. She gets a spider body and then a plane. And then.
Wings.
And then Kevin Hart turns evil and tries to kill her.
Then
creates a bunch of little Kevin Harts.
That's right.
And then at the end, there's a better world and everybody's happy and everybody gets along great.
So, was this supposed to be like a real city? Or what do you think the deal with that was?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, maybe they wanted to make some hub world for Sony and like a big city state. Yeah.
There's a video game heaven. You know they've got a hell of a lag.
Amen. Anyway, yeah, I kind of like that one. I thought it was funny.
It was fine.
I was not a big fan.
It wasn't anything amazing.
No,
but it was
no characters.
Kevin Hart was kind of annoying, I thought. Yeah.
And like, I didn't connect with the Johnny. Sorry, Lucio.
How could you? He had like three lines.
Yeah, but like he was the mission giver.
Is that your favorite character usually?
As Jay's the DM, so he loves those kind of guys. All right, are we ready to move on to questions of the day? What about Secret Level in general?
It was fine.
It's okay. It's no Love, Death, and Robots.
That's true.
I kind of liked it. I like the variety anyway, and they're like. Really, I think because they're animated, they're like really truncated. They're just like, we only have this much budget, so let's just make it 7 minutes long. I'm like, okay, good.
No, I like that, but I just felt like I would have liked more well-known video games. So that way, it's like, oh, cool. What are they doing? What's the twist that they're doing on this well-known property? Not
you know, PlayStation games.
I've never heard of this game.
Yeah. I appreciate that they were the smaller game because most likely they couldn't get the licensing for the other ones.
Yeah.
But
I think it's too small now.
But
well,
I
think they're thinking long run. I think like season two, after like season one is semi-successful, they'll get the bigger stuff.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of this were like more of that, not necessarily indie games, but like that. Some of them were more indie than anything else. So it was nice to get that that exposure to it. I thought overall I liked it. It wasn't like drop like oh need to, but some of the episodes like the Warhammer one was amazing. I really liked the Unreal Tournament one. Pac-Man was unique and grotesque.
Gross.
So I thought that like I really enjoyed that like twist to things. Like they definitely had their moments of stuff, which I really appreciated.
So some might wonder, like, yeah, what are they even promoting? Because like, there hasn't been an Unreal tournament in years, so I wonder the financial reasons. And there hasn't been a Mega Man. I was hoping this would be
the
Mega Man's comeback, but I don't know.
A lot of the video games now are all nostalgia.
Well, yeah. Everything is nostalgia now.
Speaking of nostalgia,
even segregation.
That's why Concord failed. Oh wow, timely.
Speaking of nostalgia, stay tuned next week for Section 31.
Oh, is that what's next? That's right.
You better believe it, Tuts.
I'm glad I'm out next week. All right, good. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, you can't leave us alone to do this.
I'll watch the Red Letter Media and then I'll listen to your podcast.
Golly.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the Red Letter Media about it. It's gonna be amazing.
It just came out, yeah.
About Secret Level?
No, about Section 31.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're still watching that, right?
Hell yeah.
I already have.
Right.
It's a shit show.
I already have.
Okay, so I'll go ask her if she wants to do questions of the day. I'll bring it back.
All right.
What are we doing after Section 31?
I don't know. I have to look.
Okay.
White Lotus?
That's not really our kind of show.
I know, but I am going to be watching it.
Me too. Who's on? Naomi wanted to know who was on it this season.
Carrie Coon.
Mm-hmm.
Walton Goggins.
I said Walton Goggins, but she said who? I don't know who that is.
Park Your Posey.
Oh yeah.
Ready for questions of the day?
Yeah, and I could use some more. We've gone through them. Okay, question number one. If you scored a touchdown in the NFL, what would be your touchdown move?
Like a dance?
Yeah. Well, it could be a dance or a move or whatever.
You had to go.
Timely.
The actual dance?
Yeah.
Do you even know it?
Hot to Go?
Do you know the dance
to Hot to Go?
Why would you? Yeah.
I don't know. There's a dance?
Yeah.
But, Matt, the Fortnite emoji thing.
Well, yeah, but I figured that was just the emoji.
That's the whole dance.
That's the dance.
All right. I have to admit, I haven't played close enough attention. Could you do it right now if you needed to, Ah?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wow. Excuse
Hot to Go is the new line dance for all weddings forever. So,
yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess I better learn it.
Yeah, so you can play it at your wedding.
I don't know it. I was using Guru the electric slide. Okay. I'm still working on that. I would do a dab.
I kind of like the salute, to be honest.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think it's a classic.
Is giving the ball to a kid count?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Does it?
How are you, Guru?
Guru's like, I don't understand the question.
I do it that.
Imagine you score a run in cricket. What would be your move?
Yeah, like that.
She did a dance where she did like the rolling your hands from the electric slide and like wiggled her rear end.
Oh, okay. I guess I can imagine that.
He's describing that.
What would I do?
Kids dance.
Kids dance.
Yeah.
I would do like the Night at the Roxbury little head bop.
Okay, I've seen that.
Bring back the 90s. Yeah.
Okay, nice.
I would do the jumping heel click.
Oh, nice.
Jumping heel.
Very nice. And that's in honor of the Super Bowl that's coming up. Nice. That's coming up in a little bit.
Thank you. You can do it better.
All right. I think everybody weighed in, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two comes to us, I believe, courtesy of Guru. How old were you when you were first allowed to stay home alone at home by yourself?
Jay is going to say 2 months old.
Yeah.
When I was first allowed to stay home alone?
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin McAllister.
17.
17?
Like, for a short time or for like an extended time? Like, what are we talking here?
Like, your mom's like, I have to run an errand, and then you're home alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not taking you with me.
Yeah.
Oh.
The intention of the question.
Zach, do you know the answer for us? Because I don't.
Oh, probably like middle school.
I don't think you would know. My guess when Guru asked me this was 13, but I really had no idea.
It's got to be older than that. I mean, Mom was...
What?
She was... I don't think she was that...
Overprotective,
yeah.
Definitely was.
honestly,
there were like two of you, so it's like you're not really alone.
You're always watching each other.
Yeah, right, that's exactly right.
So I remember we had a babysitter and I felt like we were too old to have one. So
okay. You remember that feeling?
Yeah, I do.
But that doesn't mean you were too old. That just means you wanted to grow up.
That's right, Alana.
Yeah.
Probably 6 or 7.
Yeah, that sounds right.
What do you mean that sounds right?
No, from Jay.
For Jay?
Yeah.
What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything.
He's independent. I guess it was like 12 or so. I was an only child, so like, I don't know. There's concern. It might have been 12 or 13. It wasn't until like 15 that it became regular.
How about you, girl?
My sister was 10 when my parents left us. Like, yeah. So she was 10.
Okay.
Which means I was like 7 or so.
Jeez, Rob, I have to guess.
Yeah. I was excited. Oh, God. I just clipped through.
Game's glitching out.
Oh, I wonder.
Oh, God.
All right. Did everybody weighed in, right? Alana, yeah. Did you answer?
Yeah, I said middle school. Oh,
okay. All right. Question number 3 comes to us courtesy of the hot seat. What do you have zero tolerance for?
Mm.
Alana is going to say this game.
Yeah, seriously.
Zero.
I would say these days, like, noise.
Wow.
Good answer.
Far from the cry of the city.
That's what the earplugs are for. Do I wear them all the time? No, but do I have them on me all the time? Yes.
Wow. Like loud noises or like ambient noise?
Like loud noise.
Okay.
But you like you're in the middle of New York City.
Yeah, with headphones. Yeah, New York is the worst.
New York's great. It's all background noise.
So something I have zero tolerance for is drunk driving.
That's like saying murder.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations.
Okay.
Wow, that's a hot take.
Yeah. A bold stance from Zach.
You know, I don't like treason.
I remember in college, some people were talking about how they find drunk driving fun.
Ew.
It was a very sketchy experience. Yeah, very sketchy. So, I don't think I would hang out with people like that these days, having known better.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Guru? Or Matt?
There's a lot of things I have zero tolerance for. How much time do you have? I'm a very light sleeper, so I have zero tolerance for any kind of light. It has to be like, Naomi will tell you that our room is like black. You know, super, super dark. No, I don't like people. I don't have a lot of the Zach and Lana. Yeah, I have an eye mask. It's not enough. It's not good enough. Zach and Lana will tell you I have no tolerance for cussing around the kiddos.
And yet it happens anyway.
Yeah.
I guess probably those two things. I have a little bit of tolerance for messiness, but not much.
Jay and Rob.
I mean,
I'm pretty tolerant.
I'm gonna say I'm trying to be patient. Sometimes annoyed with people that just, you know, don't try to keep like an open mind on things. I'm like, well, you know, maybe this guy's seeing this perspective, and I don't know. Just try to.
I don't think that's a good idea, Rob.
Never mind.
Like, I'm not happy when I have the landlord do surprise renovations.
I'm sorry,
but
Rob,
I mean, I'd still tolerate it.
Did you have more to say about that?
No, I really don't. No, there's just like, there's not much to say. It's just, it is annoying, but like, everyone does it, including myself. So it's like, even that, I'm like, I get it. We're stubborn. That's just what we do.
Rob, do you have like the Keanu Reeves approach to life? Have you ever seen his quote about that?
I don't know which one you're referring to. No.
He's like, there's a quote I've seen go around my head where he's like, listen, I'm at the point in my life where I just don't want to argue about stuff. Like, if you say 2 + 2 = 5, go ahead. I don't care.
I'm kind of, that's a wise. Now it makes me curious though, what the hell he his opinion on things are. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a very easygoing. And then, Jay, you said surprise renovations.
Yep.
right. That's a little
and
bit
I can't
like the
do my work but... because suddenly there's a million people drilling and
they can't hear it.
What?
Wow, Alana.
It's wow. true though.
But I can't hear, and that means I can't interpret.
Oh, that's a good point.
The man who can't interpret can go far.
All right. Anything else, guys?
Nazis.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Nope, I think we're good. Section 31 next week.
Yeah, Section 31. Get excited. All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they